Thank you, Ron, for reading our scripture passages, both of those this morning. Have compassion for everyone you meet, even if they don't want it. What seems like bad manners or cynicism is always a sign of things no eyes have seen or ears have heard. You don't know what wars are going on down where the spirit meets the bone. But ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. I remember the first mountain I ever climbed. To this day, I would say that the trail leading to the summit of Little Haystack in the White Mountains is among the most difficult section of trail I have ever done. So don't let that name, Little Haystack, confuse you. It shoots straight up an old dried riverbed, thick with boulders stacked on one another. And I can remember on numerous occasions losing the trail markers. And as my mom and I would catch our breath, we would look and search for where we were to go next. And most of the time, it was above this next huge rock scramble we would have to do. Yeah, that's where we have to go. And just to give you a sense of how big these rocks were, that there were moments where we didn't know how to get up unless we took off our backpacks and threw them on the cliff so that we could help each other get to the next spot. But we finally reached the top of Little Haystack, and I saw for the first time a pile of rocks. Maybe you've seen this before, where it starts with a big rock at the bottom and then slowly builds up, and there's smaller rocks placed on top. Later, I would learn that these are called cairns. And here, the cairn was marking the summit of a mountain. However, our hike wasn't over. We were just beginning this ridge trail that would lead us to a much larger Mount Lincoln. And as my eyes followed the ridge, I could pick out more and more of these cairns. They were leading the way for us. And since we are above tree line, we would have surely lost our path without these large rock structures. The building of cairns dates back to prehistory, used for multiple purposes all over the world, from Ireland to Iceland to Portugal and Greece, even Latin America and Australia. Cairns were used as memorials, used to mark sacred locations, but more often are used to mark trails to lead people through difficult terrain. In fact, in the scripture story of Jacob, on top of Bethel, he marks that area where the gates of heaven opened with a rock, a reminder that God is with him, navigating in the wilderness. And because cairns are essentially large piles of rocks, they can withstand weather and time. They can go unmoved for hundreds of years, and in that way are constant markers for trying to find one's way. You can follow the exact path first carved out by ancient ancestors. In our text from Deuteronomy, we get an important passage that has weathered the test of time. If you recall, prior to this passage are the Ten Commandments, meant to guide God's people to live rightly. And if you keep reading and you tally up all the commandments, it doesn't just stop at 10, but a grand total of 613 commandments, which is a lot. And as you may know, they're not all winners or help us in the year 2023. Yet in chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, there comes a true rock-sturdy commandment. Jesus will call it the greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. It then says to keep these words, Recite them to your children. Talk about them at home and when you're away, when you rise up or when you lie down. Keep these words close. Tattoo it on your hand, or better yet, tattoo it on your forehead. Wear them. Put them on. Do not hide them. Write them on your entryway of your household. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. These words act as a Karen for God's people. God's inner presence guiding them on their faith journey that is riddled with boulders and steep ascents. In fact, if you turn to Psalm 18, the psalmist there expresses that they are in a bit of a debacle in life. Their life is entangled. The cords of Sheol restrict them. They feel as if they've been dragged down. Have you all had one of those moments before in life where you just feel like you're being dragged down? Those that hate them surround them. And then they recall from within their love for God. It's not a half-hearted love or only to get something for me love, but they say, I love you, O Lord, with all my strength. And so the psalmist, from their love, God hears them. From their love, God reaches out. Because they love God with all their heart, soul, and might, they are able to find a way to stay on the path and follow God's ways. We all have something we are trying to navigate. God does not promise that it's going to be easy. But the path that brings us closer to God and reveals God's love to the world. If you recall, Jesus does not have it easy. I know that's an understatement, that Jesus' ministry wasn't easy, but I think we often overlook how difficult it was. Jesus is guided by God, yet his home congregation in Nazareth wants to throw him off a cliff. Jesus is guided by God, yet he endures verbal attacks by religious leaders. Jesus is guided by God, but the Roman Empire is always a threat, as his fame and his message of a just and fair society was a direct threat to the empire that benefited from inequality. Jesus was constantly challenged. And in our reading from Matthew, he is in the midst of a public debate with the Sadducees. They are trying to prove that he is full of it. And in the hopes that less people would follow him. However, Jesus answers the first two questions with ease. And it's clear he is being guided by God. The onlooking Pharisees think they have the perfect question to entrap Jesus. So they say, of the 613 commandments, which one is the greatest? They may have thought that if he chooses any of the other ones, that they can say, nah, you really should have chose this one. Have you thought about that? They're trying to play the politics of the game. They thought that they could get him to mess up, that they could prove that he wasn't worth following. But his answer stuns them speechless. Perhaps because they knew his answer was true. Jesus says, love God. Love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. He draws back on the ancient Karen. What is the greatest commandment? What is the most important rule to follow? Love. Love is our Karen. And Christ embodies what it is to fully love God with one's heart, mind, and soul. And it looks like the very movement of God. And in our hearts, we know what that is. Which is why I love this book from Desmond Tutu, Dream God's Dream, where he asks in it, do you know what God dreams about? If you close your eyes and you look with your heart, I'm sure you'll find out. Because we know, right? We know what God dreams about. This is not a secret. God dreams about people sharing, caring, about establishing community across language and skin color and religion. God dreams about people coming together as friends and not as enemies. And it really is that simple. But it is only just as difficult when this message isn't just for children, but for us adults. It looks like Christ healing without a copay, feeding without payment, believing women that have a truth to tell, challenging systems and structures that live opposed to God's ways. And so as simple as it is, we can see how difficult and political it is to live in our world. But there is a way we have been called to follow. And we aren't alone in it. And so there is a question that this text wants us to ask. And so if you feel lost or if you feel unsure about what to do or how to navigate a difficult situation, this question may help. How do I love God right now? You're frustrated with a spouse or a coworker who is just on your last nerve. And you feel yourself getting ready to snap. But before you do, you pause and ask, how do I love God right now? You're walking down the street, and someone asks for bus money. Before making assumptions about their life, the ways they may have messed up, didn't pay attention in school, or took advantage of parents, all assumptions that we cannot prove. What if, in that moment, we asked, how do I love God right now? And you just may be guided to respond differently. So if you're feeling lost or stuck, if you aren't sure which way you are to go, if the boulder seemed too high or the trail is too rough, love God. Love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. Keep these words always. Recite them to your children. When you have your morning coffee, remember them. Before a difficult conversation, say them. Before a difficult doctor's visit, remember these. Before you watch the 6 o'clock news, when you wake up, when you lie down, love God. And you will know the way and walk with the ancestors in the faith and with Christ, our true Karen. Amen. Amen.